HIV/AIDS prevalence in Omoro District continues to worry leaders as a report by Uganda AIDS Commission returns an 8% infection in Omoro, higher than the already alarming 7% infection for the entire Acholi sub-region and almost doubling Uganda's overall national prevalence at 4.5%. The report shows that last year, Omoro recorded 210 new cases of HIV infections, all of whom were enrolled for treatment at 29 different health facilities in the district. One death was reported in the same year, attributed to non-usage of ARVs. While presenting the report on HIV/AIDS during commemoration of World AIDS Day for Omoro District on Wednesday at Opit Primary School, Mr. Victor Rengabo from Uganda AIDS Commission said Uganda is struggling to prevent new HIV infections by 2030 as new infections remain unacceptably high. However, challenges persist as women are disproportionately affected, accounting for 930,000 cases, while men account for 570,000 cases. Young women aged 15 to 24 are more vulnerable, making up 78% of new infections among adolescents during the same period. Jackson Okello, the chairperson, People Living with HIV Omoro District, blames the key factors hindering presentation of HIV/AIDS in Uganda as domestic violence, male dominance, and lack of negotiation power for women to use condoms or HIV testing before sex. Traditional practices like widow inheritance, polygamy, and sex-based cleansing rituals. To these, he adds high alcohol consumption and substance abuse that contribute to risky behaviors and increased HIV transmission.